Johnny.
Microphone.
Rizzo. Felipe.
Bueno.
What up?
I can't hear the fan. Do you hear the fan?
Bueno, bueno.
Bueno.
Episode 500.
Con unos chicharrones que se le deshacen en la boca.
My volume is on. What up? Yeah, what up? Good, good.
Some fool hit me up about the show yesterday. Why are you guys canceling it, dog, and doing it next week?
You camped out, dude.
He went like this. I got to go back to school next week. Cool. My fool, what are you going to go to, intermediate school? I got night school, dog.
Now he's trying.
I was like, damn, fool.
Some fool hit me up and told me that it's his wife, his girlfriend's birthday, and money is tight. And I almost texted him, and he wanted free tickets. I almost texted him, and I said, bro, you got to October to save $5 a week.
Exactly. Fool, how do you do when you don't have money?
$5 a week. That's like 10 weeks? What?
That's just simple. Simple. Don't eat out.
That's not even Reaganomics, Doug.
You got to give away something that don't buy a pack of cigarettes for a week. That's what, $20 a pack?
Yeah.
Don't go to Starbucks.
Every time you hit Starbucks, that's $10.
Don't eat tacos.
Yeah.
Don't eat out.
Don't skip breakfast. Let's go straight to lunch.
Go to your mom's house, dog. Save money, dog.
Eat a bowl of rice. Forget about being cool and eating an Impossible burger with your broke ass.
Well, he's an $8 burger.
Everybody wants to be vegan, bro, but they don't have like the vegan budget, bro. Like, oh, I only eat vegan.
You gotta make $20 an hour to be vegan, dog.
You gotta make $75 an hour, bro.
Oh, to be high class,
bro.
Meat?
If you go eat lunch if you eat lunch in LA vegan every lunchtime, you're probably gonna spend more money on lunch than they pay your ass.
Oh, I went back to get the Impossible Burger because we got them in San Diego.
Burger King?
No, Carl's.
The Beyond Burger.
Carl's Beyond Burger.
I apologize, but
that one smelled like dog food.
They were like, it's $8. I'm like, don't come with fries and a drink.
It doesn't.
No, fool. $7.99 or $7.50.
I thought it did.
Yeah, dude. Monty's, you got to take out a loan, dog.
Yeah.
You gotta go. The secret to Monty's, you gotta go there when it's closing, bro, and they give you all the teeter tots.
Oh yeah,
Monty's is good though. I like it.
Yeah, the big ass line though.
Every time the shakes are so thick and good though. Oh wait,
But not the one in Riverside. That one's pretty chill, right?
So that's where they gave me all the taters.
Oh yeah,
I got there when it was closing, and they gave me all of them, bro. Like, and they have a bunch of ketchups. I took them home, put them in my sandwich.
It's my dream.
The Impossible Tots.
They have the Impossible Burger now at Burger King. We ate it in Naples.
Yeah.
How was it?
Dry.
Yeah.
Better than Carl's?
Me, I had all the sauces.
Yeah, it tastes
bro.
Better than Carl's. I like that meat better than Carl's.
I was over here like agreeing with you. Oh, this shit is good, dog.
Huh?
Carl's is Beyond, yeah.
Carl's is Beyond. And
so that's not good?
It's all right, but the meat's always too thick.
Yeah.
Oh, just thicker is more, no?
It's like a regular veggie.
Hungry ass fool, huh?
Yeah, but Beyond Burger is better than the original Garden Burger.
A regular garden burger.
Yeah. Like the vegetarian patty.
The original one.
Yeah,
that tastes like
the green box.
Like hay.
Hell no, man. That will turn you away.
That's alfalfa, dog.
Alfalfa.
And the restaurant where they dress up real like the 50s.
Ruby's.
No, the other one.
Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets. They have a vegan burger there.
Really?
They used to have a vegan patty there, right. But it tastes nasty, bro. But that was back in the day. They only had one. That was the only place you could get them. It was that company. I don't know the name of the company, but they make chicken patties too.
Morningstar.
Not Morningstar. Close. Boca.
Boca.
Boca
Burgers.
Boca Burgers.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
How long you been vegan, dog?
Yeah, since I've been hanging out with this guy.
I said Morningstar.
I'm a dipping. Vegan guy.
Some dude that listens to the podcast and go to the show, that fool hit me up and said that he had 5 boxes of Impossible Burgers for me on deck. I'm going to go pick them up. Like, your job, you're going to give it to me, brother? I pull up to your house and steal them?
Well, fuck around and get kidnapped, dog.
I don't understand that. Like, go pick up these Impossible Burgers. What? Yeah, the distribution center, bro. Stand outside with your truck.
Yeah.
And
he steals.
Just look around, bro, and I put them in your truck.
We never heard
that
from
happened
him
to
again,
me before,
huh?
Bro. Somebody told me they're going to give me something. I go over there, and like he's putting it in my truck. Go, 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 go. I said, what do you mean go? Like, just go, bro. We're even. What?
We're even.
Yeah, we're even.
There's some guy calling him. Some guy called him and said, hey, Carlo, what are you doing out here? You're supposed to be inside. Isn't that a loader?
Who you became like, an accomplice.
Isn't that a loader?
Yeah, man.
That's something like that bad deal.
That shipping and receiving, dog.
What's up, Fool Podcast? We have Martin Rizzo right here, Johnny Roque, and new father, Rodrigo Torres.
Woo!
Right here.
Oh, new daddy.
Luke, I am your father.
Yeah, man.
You were there when the baby came out of the canal and all that?
Whole everything, dog.
You saw that the head come out and the vagina stretch? I saw that too when I was little, bro.
You're in a health class, baby mama, dog.
Yeah, my first baby mama, bro. Like, when I first saw the head, I said, he has curly hair.
It's mine.
That fool came out like, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how they pop and, out, dude.
And fuck, bro. Like, he has so much of the stuff on the inside.
There was Santa.
Like, I don't know what it was, but they were checking it out with some little thing.
The mouth. In the mouth, right?
A mouth, the nose, the ears, everywhere.
All the,
mucus?
Yeah.
Remember they passed that fool to me?
Did you cut
first?
Yeah.
Damn, dog.
They passed that food to me first, bro, and I walked around. They told me, I'll bring them back.
Hey! They passed it to you first? Was the umbilical cord still attached?
No, I cut it off.
Okay.
Bro, they get to me the food clean, dog.
Okay.
You know, baby, like Apocalypto, bro.
Hey, you know what? What's that movie, Critters, dog? It reminded me of it. Like, come on, order.
Yeah, man. No, they give to me a little blanket and shit.
Almost like grayish purple almost.
And I was holding him, and I forgot that I'm going to give him back and shit. I said, are you going to give it back to the mom? Yeah, all right. Who would have known, bro? I would never hold that motherfucker again.
One time's good enough. I got the film.
Were you a C-section?
C-section, maybe, yeah.
You were a fool?
Yeah.
Your mom's little, huh?
It was an X. I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I don't want to bring up both stuff. I was with a girl one time that got a C-section in Mexico. It looked like she got opened up with a sword right here, dog.
Yeah, they packed her with drugs too, huh?
It was a dude.
You were born natural birth?
Yeah, but they almost broke my shoulders.
Oh, it does say that one broke your ears.
The ears were too big. It couldn't come out.
You were natural. They pulled it with their ears.
Your mom was a hard-ass chola, though. She pushed you out, huh?
Yeah, she's so drugs.
She poked you out, eh?
She pushed me out.
How'd they almost break your shoulders? I heard that only happens when you're breaching and yank you out from your feet.
Nah, like
I'm not want to come out, dog.
I'm like naturally strong. I'm like naturally built.
He does kind of have big ass shoulders. Like,
he's
naturally strong, bro.
He's brawny. Look at brawny, dog.
Rick and Ralph, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, he does look like Rick and Ralph, man.
Yeah, he does look like Rick and Ralph.
He looks like he hangs over with Jack from the Beanstalk.
It looks like the little sprout, dog. The little son, fool.
I heard that my ex's mom, when she was having her first baby in El Salvador, that the baby was turned around. So the doctor had to go in there and move. The doctor had to go inside the vagina and move the baby around.
That's old school, yeah.
That's and the way you're supposed to do it. People don't do it no more.
What? She said that she screamed like fucking loud, like ah!
He stuffed the arm in there.
Yeah, you got to flip. Cause sometimes you gotta flip that fool over
with your hand, dog. Like you know.
Now we're gonna do a C-section, bro. We just take the motherfucker like a zipper.
Yeah, again that malpractice stuff, dude. But you know what, dude? Any dude, like, dude. Then the porcelain doll called me the day before. Oh, your baby's gonna be born. I don't want to freak you out or nothing, dude. But my dad read an article and said, dude, it happened in California. They're not going to mention the doctor's name, but the baby was coming out, and the doctor yanked on the baby's head and ripped it off.
What the fuck?
Oh, my God. Jesus.
Why would you call him do that, bro?
Why would you say that?
Why would you say that?
Why would you keep pulling as a doctor?
He's not your friend.
God, dude. So I told the midwife that. She's like, it's not going to happen here, okay? Don't worry about that. Your friend's probably crazy, or that's an old story.
That's an old story.
Your friend took him out with ice hooks.
Is your friend reading newspapers from the fucking library?
Well, I was born in a clinic, dog. I was born right there. Like
you probably believe the world's flat too.
Yeah,
flat earther. I wasn't born in a hospital, dog.
Were you born, bro? With calves
in a clinic right there.
Oh yeah,
in Corona, dog. Doctor Dix's
office.
Next to
the flu shots.
My mom went in there. She was too far along, and boom, it came out right away. It was like that.
Damn. I was supposed to almost die, and then they baptized a
priest. What?
Yeah, because my mom smoked cigarettes, man.
Oh, you were
little, fool?
Yeah, but you'd be fine. My mom did coke.
How much did you weigh?
I don't know. How much your babies weigh? 10 pounds?
Like 7, 8 ounces.
20 pounds, dude.
Then I was like 3 pounds. I don't know how babies weigh. I'll fuck them up. They're both smaller than me.
So you were like a little preemie then, looking almost, right? No?
Yeah.
You almost smoking during the pregnancy?
Yeah, I was a longie. I was in there longer. Not a preemie.
What, you went over 9 months?
No, I came out, I don't know. I just don't know. I was almost going to die.
Came out deficient in minerals and shit.
Yeah. Came out with a cigarette. Yeah.
But now, bro, I feel like that girl from Fred Armisen's daughter in Los Espookies, bro. Every time you open your mouth, all I hear is bitch, bitch, bitch. That fucking chick is fucking funny, dog. Yeah. The daughter's funny, huh?
I seen that.
Yeah. In the end of the last episode, he goes, "How am I going to get these bitches out of my house?"
Los is spooky.
I like the part where she's talking all that shit, man, and then the mom has to go eat her dinner in the bedroom, bro.
By herself, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
You see? Why you was cheating on her? With all your hoes on the side.
It's your fault.
And there's a lot of crazy shit like that, how Dr. Perry like that, fool.
Dude, I've seen people in their house throw ashtrays at their mom, dog.
The big old.
I've seen fist fights inside of houses, dog. This lady Janie was 400 pounds across the street, dog, and the mom and daughter used to box pregnant, dude.
Man, she's
crazy shit,
like a,
dog.
She's punching like a T-Rex.
Yeah, then the cholo boyfriend tried to get involved, and the boyfriend came out, jumped out of the window. It looked like Kid Rock, and hit that fool in the back with a bat and broke the bat over his back.
The bat broke?
Yeah, the bat broke, fool. That's how fat that fool was, dog. He's big as that couch, fool.
Damn.
Indoor swap meet, cholo, dog.
There were family members fighting?
Yeah, dude. They used to live across the street from us, dude. That shit happened in like 91, 92, dog. White trash fiasco, dog.
Has that ever happened?
I bet those people, when they saw that Disneyland video, they said, "That's nothing."
I can do worse.
You didn't use a battery.
Have you ever been part of a family that fights like that?
No, but I've seen family fight like that. Native American next to me. The fool used to fist fight, bro. Like, the next to wake up with black eyes, bro.
There's no fools that would fight
like,
their fuck dad,
fuck the fools up. Like, they just start punching each other, bro, like they're brothers. And you don't break it up, bro, because they'll turn on you.
Yeah, that's like
fucking you up, huh?
Yeah.
Give him a hammer, bro.
I remember, dude, I was at this family gathering. It was like our friend's family, and everybody just started fighting. All the adults started fighting. I remember I was like 11, and I was crying. I got all the little kids to the room. We're going to be okay. Because I thought the cops were going to come and take us away, you know?
Not all heroes wear capes, dog.
So what happened?
I gather all the kids in the room because all the adults were fighting in the living room. I was like, we're going to be okay, guys.
Who was fighting?
So apparently it was our friend's family. So the husband, he was messing around with my tia's sister when she'd be at work, you know, and she found out, and the whole big fight happened, and like people were taking sides. Yeah,
man, that was because somebody came from Mexico and they were staying the night.
Exactly,
that always happened, bro.
I remember.
That's why you gotta like most women. As soon as a new chick moves in, I don't give she don't give a fuck. She's a cousin,
my sister.
She my relative. Gonna make her Cinderella, bro.
She's cleaning the house.
They gotta clean everything, huh?
Clean the house in little short shorts and like the deals all like.
But they make them do everything, huh? The owner of the house, yeah, man. We had a girl spend the night at her house, and dude spend the night at her house. They motherfucker did everything, bro. The motherfucker weren't allowed to come in the house till my dad showed up.
You're killing me, dog. Fucking my mom's brother went to Mexico and got married, fool. So they brought the lady back over to Chicago. And then one day, some neighbor asked my grandma, "So who's that girl over there?" "Oh, it's La Criada."
La Criada, wow.
Some people from Mexico, I won't say not just Mexico, but any Filipinos or anybody, man. They have no shame of bringing somebody from the neighborhood in Mexico to America and make them a full-time servant forever, bro.
Yeah.
And I have another one, dog. These are distant relatives, like three cousins away. Three cousins away. They're living in Rancho, and they brought a girl, their cousin from Mexico, to live, and she was a criada, dog. One of the sons got her pregnant, dog. Then they stopped coming to parties, eh?
Damn. They're not together?
They're still together. They're somewhere over there with, you know. And then everybody's talking shit. Oh, if they're cousins or their blood, the baby's going to come out retarded.
Blood baby?
Yeah, but I never seen them. They never hung out after that, dog. because it was too big of a scandal.
That happens all the time, man. I kept secrets.
It's usually the dad that hits it, dog, right?
What?
I kept secrets. I remember what's it called?
So you secrets from who?
When my aunt, through friendship, through my mom's, when my aunt, when she went to work, and then luego se quedó el esposo y luego la hermana.
Yeah.
And they were like, it was like probably like 4 a.m, and I could hear like, because I would sleep over because to hang out with my cousin, and I was
straight to the store. Huh?
I could hear him like rustling. Like, oh, you're talking like we shouldn't be doing this, you know?
But oh, no, it's pecado.
And I was like, what the fuck, bro?
Tengo bien grande. Suerida.
We're sinners.
And that's what fucking set the whole fucking fight off, dude.
Really?
Yeah, so that's like my mom's friends, but they will call us like our aunt or something like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy, dude.
It gets weird, huh?
Yeah, dude. Shit, man.
Oh, you, bro? You saw people fooling around and you didn't say shit?
Nah, I keep secrets. I gotta, okay, you do what you gotta do.
Be lying, dog.
That's what I keep secrets. Tell us, dog.
Yeah, people be fucking around.
At your house?
No.
You were little, dog. You didn't see shit going down?
Nah, nothing like that.
No?
Your dad wasn't a horn
dog. You
didn't
see your dad out there in church, bro, trying to help up, fold all the chairs, and then try to hook up?
Nah, with a single mom,
You know, when you're a Christian,
mom
bro.
My mom was a fucking dope-ass mom. She would have fucking killed my dad. And that's not even like a fucking exaggeration. She would have killed him. So, like, you don't fuck around on someone like that.
She had brass knuckles. Eh?
Yeah.
Bro, you do fuck around, bro. You do it quietly.
I think the quietest fools, dog, are the sneakiest ones.
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
Like any man with a routine, bro, is fooling around.
Cause they're all.
I knew a guy, bro, that my neighbor when I was living on Denby, that fool would go to work every day, and then like go to like church or a Bible study every day. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know what day it was, but I see that fool come back with a Bible, all dressed up, and go in his house. Like, why can't you never invite your wife to a Bible study? Well, you're only one that's saved. But I would come in, you know, like loaded. Then I would see him parking his car and all nice and going in his house, bro, with his Bible. But I know this fool is fooling around. Had to be, bro. Who comes in at 10 o'clock every day?
After church? Especially
after work.
After work, yeah.
After work, he'll come home, work, eat dinner, and leave and come back.
Yeah.
He probably showered over there too, dog.
No, he left, showered, and he'll come back nice. Crazy, man.
Damn.
What's up, fool? We were in, where were we at?
Naples.
No, Killeen, Texas. We were in Killeen, Texas.
There too.
A lot of fools from Frogtown were there, bro.
Really? What happened, dude? They moved over there or what?
I guess, man. They knew Mondo family. They knew Emilio. They knew that man I'm talking about right now on Denby. They knew that family. And that fool was there. That fool wore a bust the big F. I'm signing on the picture. I said, all right, Felipe. But yeah, man, they were inviting us to go party. There was like nothing to do over there, bro.
Hell no, dude.
It was hot. It was nothing to do.
Yeah, the dry heat or like humid?
Humid, man.
Humid heat.
A lot of fracking out there or nah?
I have no idea, bro. We didn't even notice, man. It was just in the room. Man, put it this way, man. It was like my room in Killeen was probably the best AC ever. Like it was cold, bro. It was like, I had it at 15. 69, 68?
No bacteria
cold,
can grow.
No, man. But outside the hotel, the hallway was fucking 100, bro.
Oh.
Like they had no AC for the hallway.
Nah.
Like this go to
bro, dog. No, for real, dog. It is hot.
Yeah, dude.
It was, and then we went to Naples, Florida with Captain Brian. Captain Vlog podcast. That fool started a podcast in the car, bro. Like,
yeah, he gives you microphones. I've seen
that. And that fool has a little light in the back. That
live
says,
on air.
Yeah, live on air.
This is your captain speaking.
He has Beyond Burgers now and Impossible Burgers.
Oh, really? Too. Yeah, that fool's hip to all that shit. Doesn't that he have like a like alcohol line?
Yeah.
Or something? Vodka
he has his own
vodka?
Captain Brian's rum and Captain Ryan's vodka. A lot of the fans were walking out there with bottles, bro.
Yeah, they're promoting outside the shop
twice.
People. Captain Brian's frozen pizza.
It was always cool, though, that dude. Man.
He has Captain Brian frozen pizza?
No, but it should be.
It's going to be.
It's
coming soon.
The parents there?
Both of them were there, bro. Yeah. Counting the money.
Yeah. Making sure.
It's funny, Humphrey.
It's funny. I was up there, bro. And I was like, they get a laugh. Come on, we got a laugh. We got the older mom over there, man. Every time I don't get a laugh, she moves the comma on the check.
Mitzi fucking over there. Dude.
They were cool, man. They were They have good food.
Hell yeah, yeah, dog. It's bomb over there, dog.
It's like gourmet, yeah, bro.
You guys have the swordfish.
Fool. Oh. They gave Martin Rizzo a $35 shot, bro, from 1941.
Yeah.
How was it? Was it good?
It was. It got me fucked up.
I'll put it there, bro. Everybody laughed at him when he asked to put in a Coke.
Yeah, yeah. Because I couldn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't savor it.
Hit a big cup right there full of Coke in that shot.
That's what you do with Jack Daniels, dog.
I couldn't take it, bro. No, dude.
You savor that shit, dog.
You woke up with a hangover.
Your palate and all
bro,
that
it's an 80-year-old fucking shot, yeah, man.
Dude, enjoy it.
You woke up all drunk and
dude,
shit.
Ain't nobody going to give you that shit, dog.
Yeah, it was insane, dude. We're talking shit about it.
Lucky, dog.
Then that fool said that shot was older than World War II, but not because World War II was 1939 to 1945. It wasn't that old, but it smells strong, huh?
Yeah, dude, I got diarrhea from the 40s the next day, bro.
You got polio diarrhea.
Yeah, I got polio diarrhea.
It was hot over there, man.
It was hot over there, muggy as fuck, dude.
Oh. Hell yeah.
Sure, I'm surprised you guys didn't get ambushed by him.
Shout out to Mike and Sacramento Leche. Foo!
They came out! Yeah.
They came out!
Yeah,
they had a rig. They were dabbing.
Yeah,
I guess apparently it's legal in marijuana, legal in Florida with medical license. But that license cost $350.
Oh. Yeah.
But that's how we started. I remember I paid that much and I said, whoa. Then after that, bro, I found a cheaper place. It got lower and lower. It got 300. Oh, my mistake, man. I was too excited. And I was in Venice Beach. And I had just one last comic standing, so I had no choice. And they just took $150,000 from me for child support. So
fuck it, eh? What's
$350? But then it dropped to the point where it was $35. And the more it dropped, the less I saw a doctor, bro.
Yeah.
It got to the point where I was watching, the doctor will see you now. And I sat down. And I'm waiting for the doctor, and that she just showed up in a video screen. Hey, Felipe.
On Skype, dog.
For real, dog. Wow. It was a Skype. She goes, hey, how are you, Felipe? So what's the problem? Oh, my knees hurt. Okay, so what do you do for your knees? Well, I was looking for some indica because my knees kind of hurt. Okay. Good. And that was it, dog.
Damn.
That's funny, dog.
The first time, it was actual doctor, man, who touched me.
Right, because they had to feel if you were hurt or something.
Go, yeah, but it just got cheaper and fucking cheaper.
But easier. That money grab in the beginning, those fools were banking,
oh, yeah,
dog.
Eventually online. You could do it online eventually at the end. Like $25, they renew it.
Really?
You don't have to go in.
You got a license before?
Yeah. It was
what the most you paid for it?
$65 first year.
Where at?
Off the Sunset. Like... not Mary Jane's, but right across the street from Mary Jane's.
You guys know anybody that can give you like a crooked license that's like you had it 2 months before?
Cool. It's totally ridiculous. Chepo, he had a...
It's already ridiculous.
Yeah, Chepo had a fucking marijuana license that expired in 2015. And that fool didn't want to go renew it and pay, $35, $65?
Yeah.
So he had somebody make the 15 into an 8.
Did it work?
Hell yeah. But I was telling him, I told him, listen, man, I hope you're not trying to do this license, take it somewhere, because no, they're going to know that nobody give 3-year license. Yeah. Bro. Who are you, Chong?
He's Cheech's nephew.
Who are you, fucking...
Things you got to do to number 35.
Who are you, man? John Herrera? Jack Hair, bro?
Jack Hair. Yeah.
Ooh, he made a 15 look like an 18.
Damn.
That was always on a come up somehow.
But Dick, like.
Bad come ups, bro.
Yeah, like negative come ups.
Come up that cost you money, bro. It cost you time. Oh, man, they were giving away 50 televisions. We got to sit there for like 12 hours.
Fuck that.
And fill out papers. And do a survey.
Fuck that. Time is money, dog.
Time is money, dog.
Remember what the guy gave you in Florida?
Oh, shit, dude.
What happened,
you're just waiting.
I was Oscar, bro.
So fucking, we're just chilling, man. And there was a lot of maniacs out there, bro. A lot of crazy motherfuckers, bro. They wanted a party. Shout out to
people, bro.
Malakami. Magalaki. Was that a place where the Mexicans are from?
Macali?
Malakali. No,
Mexicali.
No, for Florida.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Short-term memory over here, dog. They hit him too hard in the morning, dog.
South Naples.
Because I know Sakam in the legend.
Oh, yeah, Imagakali. 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 It's where all the Mexicans are at, bro. It's like Iztaccíhuatl, where all the taco trucks are from. All the food showed up from there. There's a casino over there for the Imagakali Indians, bro.
Damn.
Palestrese, bro.
The food showed up deep, bro. Prietos, bro. They brought their grandma. They brought their mom to the show.
Whole family?
A lot of fucking big belts, bro. Well, one of those fools shook my hand, and I just put it in my pocket, you know. Keep the line flowing, bro. No time to look. And I went back to the green room myself, and there was a fat little 40 bag of of Coke, bro. And Johnny wanted some, bro.
So he's sleepy.
His ears were moving, bro.
Oh, flashbacks.
We're having flashbacks, reminiscing, bro.
We're counting like, how many lines we can make.
I asked him, bro, how many lines can we get in there? At least five. Five good ones or what?
Five good ones. And I was like, no, no, throw it away, guys.
And then I said, well, wait a minute, man. Hey, man, I asked him, if we do this, we're going to want more, huh? And Johnny said, fuck yeah. But what if it's weak? I said, what if it's weak?
You get pissed.
I said, maybe we get a spoon right now, bro.
That's what they were saying.
And a baking soda.
I was like, no, guys, no.
Then Johnny said, fuck it, I just threw it away. And he walked away throwing it away. I said, hold on, wait for me. I'm going to say bye to it.
Yeah. It was like saying goodbye to the goldfish when you flush it down the toilet like that.
It was like saying bye to Abraham.
It was like some fucking crocodiles high, dog.
We saw an alligator outside the hotel room.
How was it, dude? Big
little ass dude. It was like at least five turtles and one alligator. We're feeding that fool vegan food.
Yeah, because that fool stuck him in that leche, sent me a message. We're gonna take these fools to the Everglades. I don't think so.
No fool had to work. They couldn't come to the show. That guy stuck him in the leche, Bruce.
Yeah,
he was working as a bouncer at a club down the street where we were staying at, so he couldn't come. He just showed up for a little while. And then Big Mike, that fool that works for You Break, I Fix, that fool lost a lot of weight, too. I guess marijuana makes you skinnier.
Big Mike's not that big anymore. But he had that rig. That dabs were good.
Yeah, man. Hit that rig, bro. Bro, I was tired all week, bro. My arms were hurting, bro. From carrying the show all week. These two fools were bombing all week.
Oh, man.
They couldn't figure out the old crowd, bro.
Oh, my God. This was sad.
I was waiting for the big laughs I hear in San Jose. The big laughs I hear in Phoenix. The big laughs I hear when it's packed. Like, I want to hear laughs when it's packed. I want the crowd to say, damn, man, Rizzo, you should have headlined. I'm just kidding. They did well, bro. They did well. the owner was looking at me going, shh. I don't know how to speak Italian.
Casarich.
Oh, man.
Hey, this is Frank Shavero.
A lot of cougars, huh, bro?
A lot of, what's it called? Cuban cougars?
They don't want to take you home?
No.
Be lying, dog.
No. A lot of the guys look like the guys from Jersey Shore there. Like, every guy.
Or like their dads.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Every girl looks like Snooki.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those ones are all on testosterone and shit, dog.
They all look like they all have said one time in their life, you're killing your mother.
Come on, you're killing your mother, Freddy. I don't give a fuck.
We did press, right?
Yeah, yeah. We went down to the radio Thursday morning.
Yeah, you posted out a video where there was a girl with like a little blanket on.
Yeah, she's always cold.
She's just tiny, like.
And then we did another interview with somebody else. I forgot who it was.
That was iHeartRadio, right?
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, that was cool, man.
He left it on for a long time that we ended up not going to the television one. Missed it.
Damn. Next time, Doc.
Next time, man.
Dude, but remember the driver that was driving 80 miles per hour?
Fool, the fucking driver played to love the fool from Venezuela. He looked like he had a big ass. He looked like fucking, like he used to be an ex something, bro. Like an ex baseball player, big ass back.
Bartolo Colon.
That fool had like, yeah, he looked like a baseball player, bro. That fool going fast, dog. I mean 70, right?
Yeah.
Cutting off cutting off. This is a retirement home, bro. Yeah. This fool's driving like he's running away, fleeing Venezuela, bro. I had to tell that fool jokes in Spanish to slow down, bro.
It's all like intense.
Fast, dude. I started talking to him in Spanish. Then he started rambling about Venezuela, how crazy it was. I'm muy loco. Nadie puede sobrevivir.
Están siguiendo Maduro y su gente.
And then I kept telling that fool joke and he fucking slowed down.
Was I there with you guys? I don't remember
No, you're sleeping.
You didn't go with us. We went to go eat at a Cuban restaurant called Fernandez.
How was it?
It was good. All we had was bananas and beans and rice, but they had lechon.
Oh, that hot sauce, too.
Man, some guy ordered lechon, and it was just one big strip, bro. Just one big-ass strip and two lemons. And that food didn't order anything else. Just two coffees, bro.
Low carb, eh?
Lechon's like that pizza, right?
No, lechon's not.
What happened to you when you were born?
I wasn't there. No lechon, bro. Okay,
well, what's the drop? You put you back in there, bro?
I told
you. No está listo.
I'm a preemie, bro. I still need time.
Lechon slow is roast pig. Pork. Yeah. For the chest. Lechon.
Oh, okay.
I'm buying smoking.
I've been watching that that documentary on, I saw the one from Al Pastor. And I saw the one with carnitas, bro.
How was it?
Well, I'm watching it right now, bro. Let's talk about the best carnitas come from Michoacan.
Yeah, those fools.
Carnitas Michoacan.
And they were like, they all decide, you know, on how to do it, man. I didn't know, man, but I guess that's the thing, I guess. I don't know if it's there or somewhere else. They make the pork, but they actually make, instead of like cilantro, cebolla, they add the pickled jalapeno and carrot. Oh, and
yeah, dude.
But
I think they even have the little, the white broccoli in there.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, dude. I ate it like that there in Yorecuaro and La Piedad. Yeah.
We where?
Yorecuaro and La Piedad.
There was a guy there from there.
Yeah, that's where this fool's
there
from.
There was a guy there from there. There was a guy at the show from there.
Ooh, that's where my family's from.
Yorecuaro. There was a guy at the show in Naples. He was from there.
Felipe, dog. This shit was bomb, dog.
Dude.
Bomb, fool. Like, bomb, dog.
And this lady, well, I don't know if they were there, but the guy was saying, así se come, ¿no? You know, it's not, así, es mejor. Mejor. He was talking like that, bro, but he didn't break it down, though. He said the best carnitas taco to get has to be a combination of the three parts of that pork. You know, that there has to be a chunky meat that's too overcooked.
Yeah.
And there has to be one that's well done. And there has to be one that's just greasy and sticky and fatty.
That's the best,
and it has to be, the three of them have to be together. And it has to be cilantro and green sauce. And
that's
boom.
So true. Because it's just like chicken food. When you get the breast, it's all hard and everything. You get the leg, the dark meat. It's like little. Dude, it's totally true.
But that's true, right? You got to have it.
They mixed it up. Yeah, and then they made tacos out of that, dog.
Yeah, that sounds good, dude. I was watching them making it. Johnny were watching it in my trailer. And I was, bro, that's how you do it. Because I had people order carnitas and Martin Moreno, shout out to Martin Moreno, Yo podcast, and Ordóñez. And it was all burned, huh?
Yeah.
Ordóñez was just big chunks, bro.
You know what they do with that shit. What? They have that shit all week and then they reheat it, dog. That's why it's like, man.
But nah, bro, they were like, they showed, bro, first of all, this guy that makes the cazuelas, bro, to make it.
Oh,
and he's banging that shit, bro.
Out of copper, old school. Right?
Yeah, he goes, machine doing now, but the main. But taqueros always come to me because they want it originally done by hand. So that fool's banging that shit, dog. Banging it with a hammer, right?
Yeah.
And he makes it all round. And they showed, like, he goes, carnitas, if you make carnitas with oil or you put your own lard, that ain't carnitas.
No, it's their own. It's water and their own fat cooks it.
He said that you have to cut it and they have to cut the fattest part of the pork and cook that shit.
First.
And that becomes your base.
Bubbles up, yeah.
I've done that shit.
Like those
What?
Like those guys in the Serians where they gave you like with the pink paper and the aluminum.
Because it's not processed. That's natural. El mercadito,
bro.
Yeah, like that.
That bomb ass green chili burritos in there, dog. But dude, that's totally how they make it, dude. They squeeze that little fucking orange in there, dog.
At the end of the documentary, they go to this other carnicerero, bro. He's like, this guy been cooking this type of carnitas for like 50 years, all by hand, and they pass it down a generation. All their pots are made by hand. But this fool, bro, cooks all the shit that nobody likes and makes it all in one taco. Like he cooks tripas, bro, and stomach and all that shit. And it's all mixing, dog, and he's cutting it up and
kinda
shit.
Kind of like chop, huh?
Like chop.
That's good, too, though, dog.
It's all that shit. You don't even, you know what I noticed? He didn't add salt once.
Yeah, dude, all natural, wow. Dude. That's the thing. Like, people say it's bad for your health, but it's a good bad. It's not like processed shit or like lard or anything.
I would say it's bad if you're eating that gooey, greasy part only.
Yeah.
But if you're eating it the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. And if you're only doing it once a month or whatever, you know, you're all right. Every day, you're done, dog.
No, yeah, yeah.
But, dude, you don't see too many of those fucking big old fat fools over there that eat all that stuff like that.
Like any Mexican restaurant or any taco stand that makes carnitas and has left over and cooks the next day, that shit going to taste the same.
Dude, it doesn't, dog.
You know, it doesn't. That once carnitas becomes the next day, what you got to do is that, man, is separate it with your fingers shred and that shred shit. That motherfucker and make flautas or machaca and eggs.
I was eating machaca.
What? Fuck,
man. Yeah. That spot in Lincoln Heights at the machaca place.
And I was going to tell good? You.
I've been there. Yeah, it's fucking bomb, dude.
And the dudes that make those casos, they're just blacksmiths, dude. That's all they do, dog. Making horseshoes and all that shit, dog.
Did you kind of want to eat meat again watching that?
No, man. I know that shit's salty. I know what it's gonna taste like, but it made me think, you know, because there's some vegan food out there who say they're making carnitas, but I was thinking, now that I remember, I've had the carnita tacos, and I'm thinking, nah, man, because your carnitas only had the crunchy part.
Yeah, yeah.
That's chicharrones, basically.
Yeah.
Carnitas. If you're gonna make carnitas vegan, you would have to get like, I guess. Make the part that's crunchy, which is what it was, and then get jackfruit and make that like the one that's medium well, and then get something else that's gooey. But it's gonna take at least 2 days to make that shit, dog.
Yeah,
but it's gonna take time.
That's when you're gonna have to get the textures and all that stuff, dude.
All texture.
Because the one right now is just a crunchy texture, kind of like, you know.
Yeah, man, that should look good.
Dude, it's bomb, dog. Dude.
They said that carnita was started when Herman something came over.
Hernan Cortez
came over and he had just beaten the Aztecs, I guess. And he wanted to have a big celebration, bro. So that fool had a big ass pork cooked and they fucking gave it to him one of those fucking Aztec little tortillas, whatever they had. Yeah. And that became the beginning of carnitas, bro.
Yeah, him and that lady he got with over here, they made the first Mexican, dude, Martin Cortez.
Yeah, dude.
First Mexican, bro. Think about that.
Damn dude. Yeah, that's crazy.
Back to carnitas tacos, dog.
The first Mexican was born the same fucking day as carnitas, bro.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
They made
that
food work. Hey, serve them. But it's true, like, I bet, he was that little first son with a Cortez. Then after a while, bro, there must have been too many Cortez. They started changing names, huh?
Yeah,
I know that. I know that. I don't know if we talked about it, but if that name Quinto.
Quintero or Quinto?
No, Quinto.
Quinto, yeah.
That was the original last name was Quinto. But then after a while, there was too many Mexican with Quinto to make Quintero.
Oh.
Then there was too many Quinteros. It became Quintanilla, bro.
Damn.
And then after that, too many Quintanilla became Quintana, but it all started with Quinto.
Quinto.
Reasons to fuck your cousin.
Yeah, hey, no, bro, for real. Quintana. Like, they just too many fucking Quintos, bro.
They made second cousins.
Yeah.
Hey, you're
are you a Quintanilla or a Quinto?
I'll be a Quintero
I'm a
today.
Quintana, bro.
Back over there where the places where, like, people couldn't even read or write back then? Shit, come on, dog.
All right, man, fuck that, man. Who saw, who can report on that fucking Spanish show Martin Moreno and Willie Barcena did? Anybody know?
No, I didn't hear about it. Bah! The fire, dog.
It happened already?
I want to know what happened, bro. It was last Sunday.
It was Sunday.
We're out of town. Yeah, I was hoping security. The Mega Man at least go over there, bro. Report.
The Sunday show.
Yeah, security tapes.
If Mega Man should just went over there and report it for us.
It's easy, bro. Spanish is my first language,
bro. I don't know. I'm not talking bad about anyone, but it takes a long time, bro. You can't just go out and bust out and do the ice house. You got to practice somewhere, right?
Yeah, you gotta get rid of you.
Tu sabes raza!
You know what? Yeah.
Tu sabes raza! Tu sabes!
You know what, bro? Sabes que hermano?
Pero robaron mis chistes.
Oye, Willy.
Yo lo dije primero.
Con el cierre atrás. Old school, dog.
Sácala, sácala, sácala.
Yeah, but I didn't hear anything about that show.
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Manny Maldonado, ¿sí?
He used to say...
¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás?
No, he...
Órale, pues. Whatever. Shout out to Manny Maldonado.
Why are we breaking our brains over this?
Yeah. Let's get back to that Spanish show.
In other news.
Oh, everybody, we're going to be in Tijuana, Mexico. I don't know the date, but we're going to be there, right?
In September. I think it's September.
I think the 4th?
September.
Yes. I don't have my phone.
So we're going to hopefully have some tacos there.
Ooh, at that spot, El Telemarca, what's it called? Telefónico? That spot was bomb, bro.
Like, Tijuana is known for tacos, but there's tacos all over Mexico, right?
Okay. Yeah.
But which one do you think are the best? Tijuana?
Tijuana
they're known
the
for El Pastor, right?
Yeah, Tijuana's El Pastor is a Mexico City, but Tijuana's bomb. If you live in Southern California or California, you can go over there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, Dick, you can go from Michoacán, Zacatecas, Sinaloa, dog, Mexico City. Where else, dude? All the way, dude, to Guerrero, dog.
Yeah. Oaxaca.
Monterrey has bomb with the mole tacos.
Yeah. Oaxaca has just different ass food, though, yeah, man. Mole.
Yeah, they have the mole, chocolate to it.
A lot of chocolate there. Dude. Fucking Incas over there and shit.
But everywhere, dude.
Fuck around and get come home with a gold, with gold over there.
Yes. Toda la República, güey.
I remember my grandma used to make cecina. You ever had cecina?
No,
the dried fucking cow skin that they leave outside.
Fuck.
With like lemon and salt, and they let it dry for days.
Damn. I never heard of it.
Yeah, I've eaten it. It's good, dude.
It's
say
like,
it again.
Cecina. It's like cecina. Jerky. It's like jerky meat, dude. It's bomb, dude.
Nothing lasted our house to save like that, bro. Like there were nothing, there were no preserving, nothing in my house, bro. Like preserving cherries, bro. Sooner or later, ya están listos.
And real quick, September 4th is the date for the show, Spanish show in Tijuana.
Tijuana, September 4th. Hopefully, Angel will be there, bro. We'll do a live podcast.
Dude, that'll be a trip, dog.
I'm trying to get a hold of him right now, man. So, anybody want to come out there, man? If you anybody out there wants to come out to the Tijuana show September 4th, we're also going to have a podcast. We're going to take our gear and we're going to be the search for Angel Esparza.
Damn.
And the thing
we're
is, too,
find that fool, do a podcast and then leave.
If you guys are out there, if you have a passport, it's really easy, dude. You can park across the border, $10, $15, go over there for a couple hours and come back, dude.
But people that live in San Isidro.
Yeah.
Isidro, yeah.
Also, it'll be fun to do, man, for the people out there who don't know nothing about the border or how immigration works or how the border works.
Mm-hmm.
We should just go out, do a live video. And just record all the people that are coming from Mexico with their green card and their passports to work.
Yeah,
dude.
But they never show you that on television.
You see them.
They never show you that anywhere.
People
don't understand that people cross the border from Tijuana just to go work.
Yeah. You see them in their.
I was like, what the. Like I saw people working for Circus City. Not Circus City. Stop talking.
Jack in the Box.
Track Auto. I saw mechanics crossing with their fucking herramienta.
Yeah.
Big old wrench.
Nurses.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, people will they just lose their mind, bro. They don't understand how immigration really works.
Yeah.
Think about it. You got to leave.
They just think that like just fucking not let nobody in, eh?
Yeah, you got to leave your country to go work in another country, dog.
It's that fear mongering that they're trying to make you like, the border's scary. It's like, no, it's not.
Mongering, Rasa.
Hey, man, people go to work every day there.
Every day. There's
information, dog.
I counted at least 200 people, bro, coming in from Mexico to go work over here.
That's in like 20 minutes, dog.
And they're less, dude. I remember that shit, dude.
And they're like duos. People don't know what a dual citizen is.
Yeah, you can. If your parents are born in Mexico, both of them, you can become a dual citizen.
Dual citizen, Raza.
That was fun when we were over there, dude.
Where?
DJ. Remember?
Oh, yeah, it was fun, man.
We got
jagged, of course.
Yeah.
It's all part of the experience, man.
Yeah, it was a good feeling.
Yeah, they're not going to let you have too much fun over there without taking something.
The director
was like, don't do that, dog.
That was funny when the cop passed by and she said like, she didn't see nothing.
Yeah, dude. No me escucho un pistolazo. Just heard like a fucking
cristalazo.
Cristalazo,
yeah. Cristalazo. La gaste, creo que lo que no lo tengo con una pistola.
Yeah,
that's pretty. That's pretty detailed, right there, homie.
Yeah, yeah.
How did you know the cop a gun?
You know how they do it.
I've been hit by one.
They get the little white part off the fucking spark plug. It shatters. And then you...
Just throw it?
Yeah, just throw it. Just, no, you break it off and you just throw it and lo estrellas and then you touch it and it just breaks down.
Dude, the director was all scared and like,
yeah, he was all panicked,
stressed out.
What
I'm
happened?
Like,
what happened?
Hey, man, they finished filming a movie with Brandon Lee dead, man. Again, we could do this, bro.
So the crowd get over here, dog.
They finished fucking The Crow with fucking the main guy dead. Okay.
They put Paul Walker in a movie again.
Next time they come in as Gee, dog.
You guys see that video of Bill Hader looking like Bill Hader or John? Bill Hader,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Looking like Tom
right?
Cruise.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise.
That should look good, huh?
Hell yeah, dog.
That's scary.
Well, there's a video of somebody cheating. You're coming out of somebody's house. We'll just redo the video to another guy's face, doc.
That's how they catch you, doc. It was an imposter.
That's not me. He's wearing your shirt. It's not
me. They're going to start like doing impostering people.
But it all goes back to all that Russian bullshit, dog. Stalin was the one that used to doctor photos. And if he didn't like you and he killed you, he'd just take your ass out of it, dog. You're erased from history.
I forgot the best job in the world. He was in charge of hiring people. That's how he moved up.
Yeah.
He goes, when he didn't, I think, I don't know if he ran or didn't win, but somebody gave him the smallest position in the party, which he like most people who are smart and they see the future, they make any shitty job into an awesome job. Yeah. So that fool started like hired only his friends, bro, in a good position. And then when it's time to fucking run the country again, I fool was ready, dog.
Yeah, dude, that's fucking the proletariat.
And they started fucking killing the other dudes, huh? Yeah,
they created their own elite, dog.
Yeah, he was a journalist. He knew all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. There you go, dude.
What's up, fool? This week, I'm at the San Jose Improv this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, August 16th through the 18th. Get tickets at FelipeWorld.com. McAllen, Texas. Next week, August 23rd, Lubbock, Texas. August 24th, Philadelphia, PA. August 30th through September 1st, Philadelphia. That'll be at Helium's Comedy Club. Lancaster, September 7th. I'll be in Lancaster I guess it's a comedy festival, the High Desert Comedy Festival. But I'll be there. If you buy tickets for my show, that ticket will give you a free. That ticket will give you a pass to all the other shows that are around.
It's a bomb deal.
They're having a comedy contest. The winner wins $10,000.
Whoa!
What's up, fool? Get all the tickets at FelipeWorld.com. Also, go check me out on Netflix. I'm going to be on a show called Hentified.
Hell yeah! And
Viva los jokes next Tuesday, August 20th, with Felipe, myself. The rest
so Johnny with a hairy ass legs, dog.
Hairy legs.
What are you trying to prove, bro?
Harvard Yard Bar.
What?
Every Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Me and Martin are back doing that.
Oh, okay. You wanted to do it, not me.
I'm back doing that every Wednesday.
With your microphone next closer.
Year. Harvard Yard Bar.
Javi's back trying to get back in the fight. Javi's other bar in fucking
Koreatown.
In Koreatown.
He has another bar?
Yeah, he's had it for years, but they got in trouble because they had a lot of ficheras there.
Yeah.
What's ficheras?
Kind of prostitutes, basically.
Prostitutes? Kind of, but dancing.
You buy drinks.
Buy dances.
But the drink costs $10.
In the bar?
In his
bar?
In the bar. Yeah. So they give him a fee chime at the end of the night. They collect their $67.
That's his bar?
That was dad's originally, right?
Originally, it was a super paisa bar and like a lot of crazy shit.
What street is it on?
On
Western.
Western.
Western and what?
Western and like Pico.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There used to be another one on 9th Street, man. And it was a dog. I can't believe it, bro. The sign is still there. It says dog. It says I don't know if it says dollar dance, but it says ladies and then dance. And my cousin, who moved with us from Mexico, he went there once. And bro, it just like you just get a girl and you tip her and while you're dancing, do you grab them?
You can get little feels and stuff
like
that.
I didn't know that.
We used to spray a place called Camper's Corner, but that's in Skid Row. And that was another fichetta bar.
Nasty.
That was straight paisa to the core.
Are those places still around, though?
Yeah.
Camper's Corner's still there.
There's one by Footsie's in Highland Park, I think.
Cypress.
Well, Highland Park won that one. That was the Hermosillo bar, but now it's a hipster bar.
Hermosillo, yeah.
But they still have the old school logo of the little lady like this. With a little makeup and a little flower on the side.
I thought they were all gone, the dollar bars.
Nah, they're still there, dog. Some of them, not all of them.
So they got in trouble, and after that, they had to change it up to all hipster now. Javi's other bar. So they're trying to like get that other clientele now. The bar that trips me out is the one in Boyle Heights on fucking Cesar Chavez, right there by Mission. La Rosa?
La Zona Rosa. They have
What goes on there, dude?
They have bands, bro. Banda bands. Banda bands and fucking drug deals, probably.
little bags of Coke, I'm sure.
Yeah, bro. La Zona Rosa, there's two of them. There's another one on Highland. No, that's El Salón de Oro or Lions Club somewhere.
That's like Leonardo's, dude, like in Huntington Park. And then, yeah, get
your parents met, eh?
Hey, man, there's like some places in Huntington Park where nobody goes, huh?
Just not.
Like just dead land, huh?
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, no warehouses, really. Just nothing. Like emptiness, just
a,
huh?
A plot of land.
Empty lots, yeah, dude. And just like you'll see a taco stand there. I don't know.
Do they have a homeless problem there, too?
Not really.
I haven't seen any homeless problem.
I think people go to where there's more people where they can get money and they'll fucking make a fuss about them. And then when nobody gives a fuck about them in like Mexican neighborhoods, no les conviene, güey.
Like Lisa listens to she reads the neighborhood app. Everybody complain about stuff about the neighborhood. And the people who complain are the people who never go out.
Yeah.
If they go out, and the lady always complains. First of all, this is a stupid ass lady. She's white. She's a white lady. She's stupid.
Too informed, dog.
She's uninformed. She probably just watches Fox News and looks out of the window and curses the sky, bro.
Yeah.
But she made a complaint about the local little store selling fireworks. She said, they're selling fireworks, people.
Who cares?
We need to stop this. You know what they were? It was those little bottles, bro.
Sparklers.
The little bottles you break up and they pop up.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
little
yeah.
Sparklers.
Yeah.
Little
party
and then somebody told her, ma'am, those are illegal. They're not illegal fireworks. But she, even though everybody and their whole mother told her those were illegal, that fucking stupid ass bitch still didn't take down the post.
And this is right here.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't even know how to delete it, dog.
She's a dumbass, bro.
Yeah.
And another person said, there's too many taco stands. And I'm like, where do you live? I live right here. There are no taco stands. Bitch, there's Sepulveda. I know who it is. That guy was there before Target was there.
Yeah.
Before they built all that shit, he was there. When they were doing construction, he was there. Whatever shit and crap was there before Target, that fool was there. And he's always been there.
He's been here before you.
And he's always going to be. And then, you know, there's too many taco stands. And most of the taco stands are in Van Nuys, Panorama City. They're not in Granada Hills. They're not. There may be one in Mission Hills.
When it chats.
Oh, and they're taking away. They're taking away from the businesses. And then bitch. Most of the guys set up when everything's closed.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Nobody sets up while fucking Ralph's is still open.
Nobody's doing all their groceries
They know they're not going to get any sales. Who's she represent? The Chamber of Commerce?
I don't know, man. Some of the old white people or some
just
of those
disguising
fucking...
disguising the racism.
I know, bro.
Out of touch,
fucking just
dog.
Disguising.
Direct racism.
They'll complain, dog, if I saw people walking.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this brown privilege.
I go, for real, man, don't see somebody walking, and it's just a normal person like Johnny Rocket with this, with his shoes all beat up. We have a homeless problem. We got the fucking littles moving over.
You know what they're doing. Yo. Like you guys said, they're setting somebody up to get shot, dog. Is what's happening, to get harassed, at least.
People over there counting
people don't
kids.
Want to mind their business, dog. I don't even care what goes on next door. Just don't bring it over here, dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
And then the same people that goes, man, this... too many homeless people. Where are you going to put them at, bitch?
Yeah. They got to go somewhere.
No solution offered. Nothing.
No solution offered. No help. Just a complaint. A rant. A fart in the wind.
You know what the LAPD is doing now, right? If you call and complain, they'll wipe them off the street for you, dog.
They throw all their shit
and
away.
They're supposed to make them have them affordable housing. Where's all that money going to? That shit ain't going to those fools.
Dude.
They ain't going to give those fools no housing.
Okay, what they did with that affordable housing shit, they're going to send people to Tejon Ranch and have people live out there.
And then those fools are going to complain.
That shit's far, bro. There's nothing over there, bro, but outlets.
They'll starve, fool.
They're going to send the homeless people?
Motherfucker will be showering at Pyramid Lake.
And that's a dope-ass lake,
jet ski,
dude.
Dog. I think that one's too tight,
dude. That shit's dope. Oh, fuck, dude.
That's funny you say that about Tejon Pass. Because Tejon Pass, and you mentioned also that what you mentioned
Pyramid Lake,
dude. I don't know. Remember, you and I pulled over somewhere for gas, and we saw that dude by himself.
Yeah,
and I thought, where the fuck is he going? I almost offered him a ride because there's nothing there.
Nothing.
He asked us what time it was. Bro, it's time to start stepping, bro.
That's still
bro, that fool started walking on the side of the road, remember?
Dude, yeah, that's dude, scary. That's fucking no man's land out there, dog.
I always look, man, when a person's talking to me, I make sure, first of all, he had no fucking hospital bracelet, dog.
Oh, yeah.
As soon as a person has hospital bracelets, it's going to be a long conversation.
Cuckoo.
You need to get the fuck out of there, bro.
You watch their hands.
That's one thing you got to look out for, man. If a person has a hospital bracelet, okay, if it's red, stay away.
That means
he's nuts, bro. He's mental.
Holy shit.
If it's yellow, he's just a person that went in there for anything else. But red really means it's bad, dude.
Holy shit.
And also, people in county jail with a red one.
Yeah, that's a murderer.
A murderer.
Right?
Well, I don't know anything about these bracelets. Damn.
Hey, you were too busy in the womb, dog.
Don't be drinking and driving, dog.
I don't drink and drive.
So what's up, bro? You still doing those porns?
No, it's been a while,
this
man.
This said no. So
we haven't done any new moves.
That's the last time we were on the show, he said that he videotaped himself, bro, to get better.
Oh, yeah, me and my girlfriend, we videotaped ourselves having sex.
To get better, right?
To get better, man. Where they, my
well, what's the goal here, dog?
They want to be, just think they break up, bro. They want to be great somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's just, you fucking, we
it's
look
form.
At it.
It's all form. You got to see how you're doing things. Yeah, better.
What's
with
this porn hubber over here?
I like to see his video, bro. Who the guy with the leg warmers?
You got those Sasquatch legs.
I know, bro. You've been hanging out with Sebastian Satina, bro. Ooh, a fly right here.
Fucking Jeff Goldblum, dog.
Jeff Goldblum over here, bro. You should do Jeff Goldblum impressions, bro.
I got the Independence Day. That's all I got.
Okay, you're
right.
All
right, bro. Grab a bunch of Jeff Goldblum audio and listen to him in a plane, bro. And by the time we fucking get to old San Jose, you'll have it down.
You want
to
hear the funniest impression of the Dice Man?
What?
Do it, Rizzo.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Humpty Dumpty had a lumpy Scooby-Doo. Okay.
I stick to the pornos, eh?
Bro, you got shame, bro. You're looking like a little baby Shaggy, bro. I know. Sitting next to Scooby Doo here. Bro, your fucking mustache looks like fucking Jose Canseco rookie card. We're trying to grow that mustache.
It looks like he's going through a breakup.
Fool! We saw this documentary.
Screwball!
That's sad.
Yeah!
Yeah, hey, on Netflix!
Yo.
The Jewish kid?
Yeah.
His dad leaves him?
Yeah, the baseball card. There's two of them, dog.
I saw me and him. We saw one, bro. We saw his dad, and his dad said, so you just traded those like baseball cards? Yeah, I did.
Hey,
and then I traded them too.
Yeah. It was the times, you know. The time
I wasn't the first
people,
one.
Oh, man, I gotta lie to you, dog. When I started watching Screwball, on Netflix, I went in there thinking it's gonna be all about cards. I was ready with my cards.
Psyched you out.
I'm gonna tell this fool what cards I have, bro. That shit got depressing. It got fucking sad, bro. It's like showing up with your big dick and realizing, nah, bro. Everybody likes small dicks now.
How about that fool's friend that was talking shit to him and the sister? No, you gotta meet him. They set him up, dog.
Yeah,
set him up hard.
And
bro. I like when I should have sensed this. It was going eerie when he went to go pick up those baseball card from his house, and the mom said straight up, "You need to get this shit out of here."
Yeah, dog.
This fucking shit. Then that fool got out. I thought you were gonna. He didn't have that many cards, huh?
No, fool. How about when the sister ran over the cards, dog?
How about when that fool went to the card? That card convention where his dad used to be the big shot?
Yeah, dude.
You go, man, that fool said they look depressing, but they look like that movie, The Wrestler.
You know what's crazy about the movie, The Wrestler, fool? When he's getting some money, he gets his hair dyed at the salon. He goes to a tanning salon. For when he has no money, he's all dying the hair in the shower.
By himself?
He's all dying the hair. Don't shit.
Don't forget to do your push-ups, brother.
Go buy me some dye, bro. Dude, you didn't see the documentary, huh?
No.
You have to see it.
So they just interview people that collect cards?
No, he's trying to find out like how much his cars are worth, right? And then...
But they psych you out.
When he goes to this place, he has like a bunch of unopened packs, right?
Worthless, fool.
And then he goes, how much are these worth? Well, they're probably worth like $20 a pack, but you know, I got to make money too, so I'll give you $6 for up.
Yeah. for that Bowman collection.
How about we went to go visit that old ass nerd, bro, who had all those cards, never had a sex.
Damn.
Lisa Ed's cousin died.
That's what I said, bro. He asked his friend, man, I don't understand. How come these cars are worth nothing? Yeah, because nobody cares. Only you and fat giant nerds. But, dude, what was funny was I didn't know that this fool told me when we were watching it. Like, because I went to go do something and came back. What happened, bro? He goes, his dad left him.
He bailed, huh?
Yeah. He bailed like right after the bar mitzvah then.
Yeah, like he...
Oh, because when they were in that store, he's all, you know, they're all like talking about being nostalgic about getting ice creams here, and his dad was a man. Everybody loved him. Then he gets quiet, and then she goes, there's also bad news. There's all those sad news, and a lot of bad things happen.
Yeah.
Like what? Like that fucking other employees. This is not about that. It's about cards.
So the documentary changed.
Changed fast, bro.
He was a child actor and like voice actor. He was doing pretty well, dude.
Yeah.
And everything was peachy, dog.
He was all bad at the bar mitzvah. Well, huh?
Yeah, he was with the microphone. Huh? I'm here with my dad. Huh, dad, you're a millionaire, huh?
Yeah.
And the dad was like, kind of like.
The dad was like planning to leave.
Monster, dog. Bro, he was.
Gone next week.
His dad's in a movie called Fred and Vinny, bro. He plays Vinny.
On the couch, bro.
Yeah, see that movie with Fred Stoller and Vinny.
Yeah, dude, it's funny, dog.
He played Vinny.
Well, you know what that fool reminded the dad? The dad looked like, you know, Phil Selman was his cousin, dog.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
But the dad was shady, dog.
Bro, how about this, man? When the guy, when the son had no idea that he met the guy at the car shop, yeah, I owe everything to your father. You know, I had these cars that were worth whatever it was worth, $30,000.
Damn.
Dude, his dad traded the business for those cards, huh?
Yeah, dog. Mm-hmm.
Then he must have sold them right away for the cash, huh?
Fuck yeah. I think he was upside down. He was in debt up his ass. He got divorced legitimately with him and said, you know what? I'm just never coming back. That was it. Went back to Toronto, right? Started another family, right?
He went around the States.
Yeah.
Because he was breaking it down. He's like, this card's worth this much in Minnesota. I drive to Delaware. It's worth this much more. I drive to Texas.
Detroit, yeah.
Dude, I forgot about that.
He was fucking breaking it down.
What's the crazier part about it? How those fools manipulated the market by printing more cards, dog. Oh. It's like inflation, dude.
Also, too many fucking car shops opened up. When I was I remember 1993, bro, 1992. There was a shitload of them, bro. I used to go over there to Eagle Rock. On Eagle Rock and out there in Colorado, there's a batting cage. There's a batting cage, and they sell cards. And I used to go with this guy that used to work at the he used to work at the Lord's Mission. Like he was a teacher there for the kids in my neighborhood. And I saw that fool spend like $100 on cards, bro.
So he can flip it.
Like a crackhead, open him up, bro.
I was gonna tell you, like, you fucking got to the joke. He ain't got no money to get no crack, so. I got a Mark McGuire card.
If I had him, I would, dog.
Hey, cool. One thing was cool. He interviewed Canseco, dog.
Yeah, that was cool, dog. Wearing a headband.
He looked annoyed.
That's another sleaze bag, huh?
Canseco?
Hey, leave him alone, man.
I feel like that movie made me think a lot, man. Like, because nobody gives a fuck about baseball cards. Like, they were shit.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. No.
Unless they're football. And then how about that dude from Upper Deck, bro? When he went in there, that guy said, oh, I have 1,000 of those. He was trying to find that one Canseco. I have 1,000 of them.
Dude. They manipulated the market. They printed too much, dog.
Also, comic books are done, huh?
Unless you got those old Spidey ones, dog.
Yeah, but see, it ain't going to be worth it in the future.
It's better
to buy it now and sell it next year and forget about saving it because you're going to fucking lose money.
Or have it as a novelty right there.
Comic books are different because they have different spreads. They have different sales. Like the first Walking Dead is worth a lot. Cause like that became a TV show and shit, but
But the cards now that are worth money or whatever is like the new style where they have a little piece of the jersey and all that.
Yeah,
because there's a couple of Jordans out there that are worth mad bucks.
I'm pretty sure the rookie Michael Jordan rookie card is still worth $5,000.
Yeah,
but I remember when that dude said J-Rock said he had an Honest Wagner.
Yeah, fucking liar, dog. That's another lie, dude. You can't have, dude. That card does not exist.
How did you stumble on Screwball on Netflix?
I was just, dude, looking for shit to watch. Because you know I always hit you up. What are you watching, dog? Like, let me watch some good shit. I was like, fuck it. Because Screwball's the one about steroids. This one, it's called Tops or something. Or they
Tops.
Use a, or they use a logo.
That was Screwball.
And I watched it going, dude, it's going to be about baseball cards. Fuck it. I know a little bit about it. Let me watch it. And then it turned into a whole saga about the family. And the sister hasn't seen the dad. He hasn't seen the dad. I was like, dude, this was disturbed, dog. He needed closure.
Yeah. I saw another documentary where it started off with... fuck, I wish you could remember the name, man.
But the dad was like a Ponzi scheme fool, though, dog.
Yeah, man.
He was a fucking sleazebag. You can tell, dog. Just a sleazeball, dog.
I think that fool took his bar mitzvah money, too, bro. I think he boned out with it, dude.
I think he took everything. I bet you he took the mom's jewelry, dog, the kid's shit, dog, anything that was gold.
He just split, it. Right?
He just split.
After the divorce, he just never turned back.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come back and say hello every other weekend, but nope.
He's just by himself now, huh?
Well, he had that friend, that old man back there. He's all, are you guys really going to film this? What do you guys need the cameras for?
That fool started wiping his tear with baseball cards.
Oh, dude.
In the end, those cards weren't worth shit, huh?
Dude, my dad told me that shit ain't going to be worth shit. You're wasting your fucking money.
I know, man. I remember I used to be one of those kids that used to save newspaper articles. You could be worth something.
It was exciting.
Well, I don't save shit no more.
History.
People saved the Obama one. People bought the Obama newspapers when he became president.
I used to have the Herald Examiner acquitted, signed by Johnny Cochran.
Shut up. Yeah. What happened to it?
I don't have it. I'm going to find the trash.
Damn it.
I think I had the 9/11 newspaper.
Oh, yeah?
The day after it happened.
Worth $9.11.
I remember there's like a couple fools at my school that had the Kurt Cobain one when he died. That's in Seattle or whatever. Trying to sell it. Fuck out of here.
You don't think it was some at all?
$10. Oh.
Shit.
When did you start comedy? The same year as Katrina?
2007. Katrina was 2005. Damn. Yeah, so maybe you have like a wet newspaper from then?
I think I was talking to somebody and they were telling me they started doing comedy during Katrina and it goes their whole act with Katrina jokes.
Fuck.
Dude, the thing I remember about Katrina is we were over there in Orland Park with Joey and Teal Chumps and...
We were watching it, huh?
No, well, what's the name? Brant was taking us through the road, right? And there was a lot of people from Katrina, from New Orleans there with the cell phones. And, you know, talking shit or whatever, but yeah, you've seen them, dude. And then Houston, too.
Dude, Katrina...
Man, had that joke.
Katrina was that first time I saw, like, the government just neglect a whole group of people. Like, they weren't... This is the first time in my life. I'm sorry.
That's the first time I seen shit that was crazy to the core, dog. They didn't neglect them because they eventually went in there,
but
they didn't have a game plan.
I felt like they were neglected. And also felt like they were neglected by their own city first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Their mayors. No. They had no plan of attack.
Everyone ditched town.
And then everybody ditched town. And then one of them got prosecuted, too. I saw a documentary about it because he was the one that dropped the ball and said, open up the levees because we don't want to choke this town.
Right, but then the other thing we found out later that they blew the infrastructure money on other shit when they were supposed to be rebuilding the levees 10 years before that.
Fool, we talked to a police officer
that was
working the fucking Katrina after everything was done. He was one of the guys that was going down.
Like a mercenary.
He said that there was stuff that they couldn't even print on the news because it will fuck everybody.
Ugly shit.
Fuck. He said that when some of the prisons were getting flooded, all the guards took off.
They left female guards there. Oh.
Like maybe one or two. And he said they ravished the fuck out of them and they didn't even come on in the news.
This is coming
from a police officer.
Yeah.
And this was not reported in the news because you know what? We can't, if the world were to find out how crazy humans are, they'll lose their mind, bro.
Chaos,
but
bro.
He said it was. Because most of the people that we saw that were murdered was just murder horrible, he said.
Yeah, dude, fucking that was crazy. Because
the inmates, some of the inmates got out and started, it took them a while to grab all of them, bro. Imagine, bro, you got just so you only have 75 loose criminals, bro.
Yeah, it's a lot of fools causing damage, dog.
Some of them drowned.
Aaron Neville's sister got raped at knife point, dog.
What the?
Yeah, dude, that shit was fucked up. But that goes to show that you're just not ready for some fucking crazy ass natural disasters like that, dog.
But we gotta have a pistol,
mm-hmm.
A bullet for everybody,
or at least a knife.
Tarzan over here.
Yeah, like El Valiente right here.
You better have
Crocodile Johnny here.
You better have a lot of ammunition, fool, because those people ain't going to stop coming, dog.
The inmates?
That was the first time I seen people, you know, actually asking for help from the helicopters. You mean putting it up with rocks on the roof?
How long did it they must, man, after, it must have been like, at first you must have been like, man.
Yeah, it started rising. It couldn't stop rising. It just kept continuing to rise. Like, dude, fools were in canoes. Dog. There's fools with face down floating. Because
you didn't have any outside connection either. Yeah.
And I don't believe no conspiracy theory like, oh, they wanted their real estate and they flooded black people out. No, I think that's bullshit.
Imagine though. People had smartphones back then. It'd be, dude, there'd be so many.
No, 2005?
Barely, dude. It was like.
Yeah, when smartphones.
But it's not where it's like now today with like social media, you know, like Snapchat. Yeah,
that's what.
But imagine like back then, like, you know, just stories and shit like that. It'd be crazy, dude.
That's where Anderson Cooper got all huge off to Katrina, right?
Yeah, crying. He'll cry when people are starving.
Dude, exactly. Yeah. Didn't bring it.
And Kanye West, too, guys.
That's when he said, what, George Bush doesn't care about black people?
Mm-hmm. And Mike Myers was like,
but Trump does.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle said, man, you can't speak the obvious, Kanye. Crazy, dog.
Wow.
Do you believe any of that conspiracy? You believe conspiracy theories, fool?
There's so many of them, bro. Where do we start?
Yeah, there's some that make sense. Weirdly, man.
There's some I want to believe.
Every time somebody don't believe something, just happen, they have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And people just cannot commit suicide over somebody wanting them to die.
Fool, you think that fool wants to be in a cage for the rest of his life? It's easy.
Hell no, bro. Think about that.
It's easier to take yourself out.
He's probably a narcissistic guy that, imagine, you have billions of dollars, bro. You're going to end up for your whole life. You can't bribe nobody.
No more.
You go to the bottom. The bottom of society.
And also, you don't want to embarrass your friends, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, dog. I definitely think
he took it. He probably made a deal with somebody. Hey, man, take care of my family. I got so many of them. Imagine, bro, like, people said, oh, he went down with a big list. Yeah, right.
There's still, like,
everybody has their own theory of me. Like, there's pictures of Clinton. Man, that fool, when you're a billionaire, you know everybody, bro.
Yeah.
So what, I can't take a picture around a billionaire now because he's going to fucking come out and be a crazy guy?
Politicians need money, dog.
They don't care where it comes from.
Campaigns, man.
No.
Dude, there was a thing, like, with the DA in Riverside. He got money from some guy that ended up being a criminal. Okay, we gave the money back. But that money's already in your shit, dog. Like, it's fungible. Money goes in there and it disappears. So it's like giving it back and shit. He helped you out and that's it, dog. You gave it back. He ain't giving nothing back, dog.
And there's still the girls that witnesses and like they have to come forward and confess shit. Like, it's not like the story's done.
Yeah, but we don't know shit. We're not in there, dog. You don't know the facts. None of that shit. One thing that just trips me out about all those fools, why they got to pipe those little girls like that? Like, dude, girls turn 18 every day, dog. We got to fuck kids, dog. That's the one thing that creeps me out. I was like,
but they just...
Dude, even when I was like 14, I wanted to... I'd rather be with an 18-year-old girl, dog.
Yeah, my teacher, man. I want her so bad, bro.
Which teacher?
Fucking my continuation high school teachers, bro.
Fuck. Damn.
Well, your age, huh?
They just graduated high school.
She probably wasn't a teacher, but she was just tutoring you, bro.
We're over here doing night school at Zona Rosa, dog.
Zona Rosa.
Sweeping, trying to hit on her. I'm a janitor here at night.
Yeah, I was a janitor in my high school trying to get Christ to graduate, I remember.
You and the guy Rafa, huh?
Well, that's why that school's all dirty, dog.
You and Ernesto.
Ernesto trying to touch me, dude.
Oh, my God. Crazy,
man. It's funny, man. I remember, it's funny you said that guy with the pervert. And, like, all my, like, I remember, like, going to the arcade right there on Broadway and 9th Street. No, Broadway and 8th. I don't know where it was, but there used to be a movie theater called the Tower Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two arcades back-to-back. And I guess 18th Street and Hill Street Gang used to control it, I guess.
Really?
But they're always there checking fools if they're out of line. And I remember just standing there, bro. Like, I would have one quarter. And then always, bro, always some creepy ass fool will pass by. You want to play again? And I'd be, hell yeah.
What you said the story of the old black man, right?
And then I put a little stack of quarters right there, and I'm wearing shorts, bro. And I didn't know this whole time the fool watching my calves.
Damn, dude.
You want to play again? Yeah. Bro, I went there all the time, bro. Free quarters.
Just creeping
little
out.
Little slut. And then,
Stranger Things,
and then we had 2-for-1, bro. 2-for-1 on Wednesday movie theaters. And then my friend and I would look for a paisa to go in alone. Yo estoy contigo, eh? And then we'll go in there, bro. I'm with you. And then we go in there, bro. Like, he's buying the ticket. And then when he gives it to the man, whoever couldn't take it, he's with you. Yeah, he's my father. And then we go see the movie, bro. Then I ditch that motherfucker. I can't see it with your ass.
Hell no.
Sometimes they'll be like, under us.
It looks like the top,
dog. For real, bro, with the balcony, bro.
That's so funny, dude. That's and maybe, nasty, dude.
Who knows? I mean, dude, if fool's going to molest you, they're going to molest you. But maybe an old man like that, probably dog, fucking, you know, got divorced and then never, you know, lost the grandkids or something. Who knows?
It's like that video of that guy getting chopped up and kicked in the balls, you know?
What the fuck are you talking about?
And it's like, when I watch that, I just think, he molested someone and that's what he deserves. That's what happens.
If that's the case, it is what you do.
It's like, that's, I can like process that way easier that way.
That was a crazy ass video, huh?
Fuck yeah.
I had to watch it like 10 times to make it not be so fucked up.
Desensitized.
Oh, the first time I watched it, I couldn't go through the whole video, right? Because I would only get to the part where they chopped off. They chopped off legs first, right?
They chopped off one leg first.
Okay, that's right.
Then they hit him. Yeah.
They brought this guy, I guess they're drug dealers. They bring up this guy, right? And he already has his ears chopped off. Did you notice that?
Blood was flowing.
He's tied up real tight from his throat, right?
Is this a cartel? What the fuck is
and his arm, right?
Yeah.
He's tied up with like a dog, bro. They bring him out of somewhere, like the gimp, without wearing the gimp outfit. And he is tied up from his neck in a chains. And he goes, pa'ca, cabrón, pinche puto, cabrón. Supposedly the guy killed his homies. And they bring that fool out. And then tell that fool in Spanish, this is what's going to happen to all, this is going to happen to all your men. And look at pasa. And then that fool brings out a knife, bro. A curvy knife.
Big.
And like, it was like not a big ass knife, but it bigger than that, but it was curvy, bro, like a bone crusher.
They use those to cut pigs up. Fool, shit,
he fucking dipped that shit in his leg. You can hear that fool go, ay, 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 ay. And he slices his leg off. Then that fool goes, "Cállate, cabrón! Cállate, vergas!" And kicks him in the balls hard, dog. Yeah.
How did you
wearing,
watch this?
He's wearing boots, right? I said it to you.
No, 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 no,
and then that fool,
I'll block you, bro.
That fool grabs his leg and fucks him up in the head with the leg that's already fucking cut off. And he starts cutting his other leg off right there.
Motherfucker.
He goes, "The kids that you go, cabrón, you want to be a badass? You want to be a man? You want to be badass?" And they, in Spanish, they cut off his other leg, dog. And then they fucking stack him on top of him. And then I stopped at the first leg, bro, by the way. It took me like almost like a whole year to watch the whole video.
Fuck,
but
dude.
Then he chops off his arms too, bro.
What the?
And then he just stacks that fool with him. He stacks him.
Is he still alive?
He's in shock.
Yeah.
But you can hear him like screaming he's still. Done, but dude, he stacks him right there with his legs and his arms, bro, and just wraps him up.
And they probably send him back.
Yeah. But you got it, you don't give a fuck no more about that video no more, right?
Nah, because that guy, like in my head, I'm like, he molested someone.
Did he?
But no, I don't know.
Yeah, you're trying to justify
I don't fucking
it.
Know. That's just the story I put there.
I just have to watch that.
Crazy. Yeah. You just
did. If they did that shit to child molesters, I'm sure there'd be a lot of fools not doing that shit, dog.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy, dog.
Damn.
But Carter, that shit in Mexico, they don't do no keyboard warrior shit. They tell you once and that's it, dude. It's brutal.
I know that
out
the
there
one dude that made was talking shit about that cartel.
Culiacan? El Pirata?
El Pirata de Culiacan.
Shot that fool, dog.
Nasty, dog.
He was on live. He was internet famous.
Right, well, he should have killed his friends too, bro, because that fool was, I saw the video. It started off with that fool pounding that big bottle. And then that fool, he's all drunk. And they're probably like telling him all kinds of names. And then just threw in that name. And he was all loaded. And they recorded him.
Dude, I was at a nightclub in Zacatecas one time, and I was all fucking around outside saying some shit. My cousin pulled me to the side. He's like, "Hey, dude, this ain't like over here, dog. Don't be all fucking open your mouth about shit like that. They'll fucking kill your ass for that shit here."
What are you saying?
No, I'm just going out fucking, you know, we're on the guest list right here for El Chapo's people, dog. He's like, "Hey, dog, don't be saying that shit."
Yeah.
There's a set that right there. They'll fucking dump
who's got mad?
Yeah, he's all, "Dude, don't fuck around." He just said, don't say shit like that about that shit.
It's like
shit's real out here, dude.
It's like when we're in El Paso and we're partying. I was partying with the guy whose parents owns Chigos Tacos.
That fool was loaded, dude.
And I was like, this guy is fucking royalty right here. Like, this guy's parents own Chico's Taco. He's like, hey, dude.
Like, I'm like, okay. I met him on Donaldo. I don't know if we talked about it on a podcast, but he was doing a show with Mikey O in Chicago, and that fool was all loaded. And I guess he was in the Latin Kings of Comedy with Paul Rodriguez, part two. The fool was all loaded, yelling on Latin Kings of Comedy, but after a while, he stopped saying comedy, bro.
Oh, shit.
Somebody checked that fool in 3 seconds, dog.
Immediately.
And I said, bro, somebody told him, just don't yell it out no more. Because you're not a Latin king.
I had a cousin that was a Latin king, fool. And he got jumped out, dog, and they left him in the hospital. He had a tracheotomy and all that shit, dog.
Tracheotomy. Spell it, bro. Spell tracheotomy. Shout out to Eddie Murphy doing a Dolomite movie.
Yeah, I can't wait till that shit comes out.
Rodrigo's album is going to be worth money now.
I got my shit signed at the Wild Coyotes, dog.
Oh, telling him, bro.
Yeah.
By Dolomite himself, Rudy Ray Moore, dog. His Excellency. How'd you know I was going to be here, young man?
We're finding his quotes, bro.
Yeah, though.
He fucking turned that character around, bro. Every word that he made up, people use, huh?
There's nothing in my trunk, man. Yeah, dude, he's tight, dog.
Who's this soup-eating motherfucker?
Yeah, fool Petey Wheatstraw, dog. Fucking fools up, dog.
I'm trying to remember the line I quoted to this fool earlier. It was funny, man.
I only got him on VHS, dude.
Oh, about like, kill it on Monday.
I'll kill you on Monday. Something about it goes, I'll kill you on Monday, bury you on Tuesday. I'll talk Wednesday and Thursday to save Saturday for Sunday.
Yeah.
Dude, those are tight-ass lines, dude.
I remember I was telling him that joke that from the NWA album when he goes, if I put...
The Chronic.
Yeah, the Chronic. If I put nuts on the wall, would those be walnuts? Yeah, baby. If I had nuts on my chest, would those be chestnuts? No, you have a dick in your mouth.
You know, he's like, would those be chestnuts? And if I put nuts on my chin, would those be chin nuts? And then it goes that
way. Nah, you have a dick in your mouth. Mouth. Bing, bing, bing. Bing. All my love, I never had bitches.
All those nuts never had bitches.
All of my women. He's your boyfriend. I gotta spank you.
That's a hoochie ass song.
That's a hoochie ass song, man.
That song.
Any woman? Any woman? Dude, I had a chick that was, I don't know. I found out she was married. Big time, and she was playing that song on the way to my house.
That's a cheater song, bro. They're mothers now, though.
Yeah. Badass chick.
She was playing that shit going, bam, 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 bam.
She's swallowing.
And it was funny, dude. So all the dude called her when we were at the house, and she had to go. She was talking to him on the phone, bro, being nasty.
Damn.
She was legit.
Damn.
She murdered somewhere, bro.
Oh, dude.
I was scared, bro, after that.
It's about that life, fool.
All my life, I never had bitches.
All those nights.
Never had bitches.
Fuck I'm all up in that ass, bitches.
Fuck you in the flow so I won't ruin my bed. What is that? Dog saying?
Bam, 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 bam. They should play that song at Casa Latina all the time.
Oh, all the fucking cheating wives there. Fucking, oh, what the fuck?
Getting dragged out.
Dude, that was just a building full of hoes, dog.
Oh. Did they lock everybody in there and turn?
Think about what happened, dog, with that, like, other comedians getting with all those hoes and then coming up. Dog, are you talking to my lady, dog?
She's our lady, bro. You just dumb enough to take her to Gabriel's Christmas party.
You're the girl that
they fuck fools up in their head, dog.
No, they're dumb. Exactly. They're just dumb guys.
Johnny Stalker, remember?
Yeah.
This girl that she's stalking Johnny, and Johnny like stopped talking
to her. That's that chick with pajamas? And
nah,
it's
some other chick.
And after that, she started sleeping with everybody else, trying to see, maybe if I sleep with everybody else, I'll get back to Johnny. I'm like, I started dancing, like, I remember, every time I go inside, like, she'd be grinding up with a different guy, Skills Hudson. And I'm like,
yeah. Oh my God. Remember?
She was so happy, he took his hat off.
Yeah. Hey, can Raymond get a lap dance?
Yeah, bring her over here, famo.
She told Skills, don't tell Johnny.
No, she said, don't tell Raymond about this.
We're in a Pikachu backpack.
Pikachu backpack.
Oh, my God, dog.
Yeah, dude, I remember that girl was with everybody. She's
fucking crazy. Yorsey brought me to the side, talked to me about her.
What did he say?
Hey, you know this girl? I was like, yeah. What about her? She's crazy. okay. And that's all he said.
Laco got at that same day.
Bjorsi gave me the stupidest advice in the history of the world, dog.
What did he say?
He's like, man, you got a car and you got weed. Invite a bitch to your car and just pull your dick out.
What is, that's high school.
he's been watching Casino too much, bro.
Hey, dude, so I did it. The only time I ever did it, fool, she went in there and told everybody, dog.
What are you going to do to Scooby, bro?
I forgot who it was, but it was one that used to hang out for a while, dog. You know,
the fucking mailman lady.
Zima. No, not even.
That lady was crazy, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Dude. You know her too?
The mail lady?
You fuck with her?
She would send me messages. No. I would even
you
answer
You fuck with her,
dog.
She mails you anthrax, bro. That's all fucking
crazy. I remember, like, I'm over here hanging out with Honest John. All right, stay there, Ray.
Dude, crazy ladies, dude.
She would take photos, bro, and then put all the photos on Facebook. Like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
Pick the right one and put some of them.
Oh, the whole roll, huh?
Oh, she's a photographer.
She broke Lisa's heart, dog.
Who?
Luis
Bañuelos.
That's right, huh?
Yeah. That fool was devastated, dog.
I remember that.
They were together for a minute. Like, she drove.
Yeah, dude.
Unfortunately.
How did they hook up?
At a show, dog.
There's
one
a lot
of those little rooms.
A lot of couples like that, man.
The ice house.
He had an overnight delivery.
Juan and his other girl. Remember?
I need me a blue collar man.
Oh. Remember the Filipino, right?
Edwin's tall as a girlfriend.
Oh, no, remember? She was cool.
Shannon.
Yeah, the one.
She was cool, yeah.
But the other one, dog.
I don't remember. That was
I remember her.
The short one?
Yeah, I was. Yeah, dude. She was asking Joe Diaz for $1,000. Joe Diaz told me and Lisa the story at the
what?
He was just torching her. And then, like, at the end, okay, I'll do it. You know what? I ain't got $1,000. And then she ended up with fucking Butch Bradley, I think.
Butch Bradley.
She's being covered in Vegas.
Yeah, dog. Probably mom or something right now.
You're not together no more.
Nah.
She moved on, bro.
Yeah, she ran out of her. Supposedly she broke that fool's heart.
Damn, she's just breaking hearts.
Heartbreak.
I remember I was dating Edwin's girlfriend's niece, Shannon.
Yeah.
And then remember Juan was like, bro, you shouldn't be dating a comedian's niece. I was like, that's not even related.
Because he wanted to get with
yeah.
her.
Yeah, that's not even related to him.
No, so funny. Mind your business, dude. But he wants a little insult.
When it comes to, when he likes the chick, he lingers next to her.
Oh, dude, he slithers too, dog.
Talking about you want to eat somewhere where something's on sale.
I'm trying to be all
and I was up. All scary too. Like, oh fuck, is this the end of my career?
Oh, that's the shit that sucks.
I'm not gonna get booked at Iguanas anymore.
I'm gonna put no rank, dog. Fucking with your head, dog.
My career at Pico Rivera is over, bro.
No more slanted comedy.
Oh man,
yeah.
Oh man,
crazy dog. Little stories.
Little stories, dog.
There's so many of them, though.
Crazy little girls.
So what happened, bro? You getting married or what?
We're talking about it.
Have you proposed
to her? We made enough pornos. I think I think we're ready.
Who was trying to sell porno footage for
the
wedding money, dog?
Little Snapchats.
Snapchat pre.
You're not afraid of like those videos getting out somehow?
My mom saw. I told a story a long time ago.
Oh, fool! We saw this fucking movie on Timeline on Lifetime, right? Oh, it's some Lifetime movie, bro. Huh?
Those are brutal sometimes, dog.
Guy broke up with some girl, and somebody broke into his computer, his phone, and like it was like revenge porn, and they put her like in a fake porno, bro, like the same faces like they did like they do now.
Like the one they did with the guy, the Full House intro with that
and then what
Parks
happened?
Wreck?
Fool, they ruined her. They ruined her life. Like she got fired from her job. And
there you go. I was unplugged.
It was unplugged. Were you here the whole time?
I don't know. Just my cord, my XLR. Yeah. Just plugged it back in. I don't really know.
Can you send Lisa?
Well, I'm gonna take your belt off and fucking spank this fool. <Wait, laughs>
I could hear him.
Yeah, I'm good now.
But I noticed when I couldn't hear him right now, right?
Maybe it just got pulled recently.
He got like 10 feet of cord, dog.
Johnny's muscles, bro. He fucking pulls hard, bro.
Fucking shoulders, eh?
Right here with the little rascals, dog.
Yeah, we're getting... I record so your audio. We send it.
No, bro, that fool was breaking into phones and putting them on the webpage as porn, and then like shaming them, right, and showing them where their address, where they work, where they live.
Damn.
So fools, doxing them. So fools that hate chicks, you know, like Tom Lackey style. They will go to the job. You fucking slut! They run out. Fuck you, Jamie. You fucking slut. You know her real name.
That's messed up.
And then that other fool, bro, he was taking it to the next level, bro. Like, her mom got involved, right? And then, like, and then he went to go take photo of the mom doing stuff. And then he put her on her face on a porn, too. She goes, yeah, this pig is trying to get my fucking post down. Look at this porn. And then he made the mom look bad, bro. She lost her teaching job.
Yeah, they can't fuck around like
that. Don't
huh?
they compare bodies, though? Like, wait a minute.
Bro. Once a principal who's fucking 60 years old ain't going to fucking check nothing, dog.
They'll do
he
it
sees
after
your face. He sees your picture. You're done.
Yeah. You're going to have to go back and sue for the money you weren't going to be making when that shit happened, dude. Be a big old mess, dude. You'll have no job.
Just be out of it.
Teaching English in Shanghai.
What's up, fool, man? So your baby was 8 pounds, 5 ounces?
7 pounds, 7 ounces. That's how it came out.
My daughter was 19 and a half inches.
Yeah, he's 20.
8 pounds, 5 ounces.
Oh, so she was nice and solid.
Hell yeah, man.
Her foot's bigger than my head. Then my other son was 20 inches, 8 pounds. And that's all I remember it. My son, Philip, he was a C-section.
Oh, Philip was a C-section?
Yeah, man.
C brothers.
That fool came out because, you know, she ain't about to push.
Well, I'm about to fall out of this couch.
I remember when my first mom, she was pushing. And I remember I looked and I said, ugh, I think you're shitting yourself.
Did she shit herself?
Yeah.
Stuff like that happens.
Yeah.
Dude.
Damn, dude.
You get hemorrhoids? Like, it's like.
And I would ring it up and go, ugh, man. You're shitting yourself. Right now or later? Right now or when? Huh? Because I'm a fool. Because I was a fool.
Yeah,
I said, you have a little caquita right there.
Dude, like when you're young, you're like, you know, immaturity is different, man.
Well, you're a teenager, how old is it? You're like, oh, poo, poo.
The youngin',
she's poo.
Damn.
Bro, I think she was in labor for 23 hours.
Damn.
Along, like she came into her water busted, and then she came in, and the whole night, bro, just dilating. Breathe for the baby. Eat more rice.
Yeah, they can't eat, dog.
You can eat definitely.